Last spring, Eric Lackey went to check on the beehives in his backyard and found what looked like, well, a battlefield of bees. Overnight, a bear had gotten into Eric's hives, entirely destroying one and nearly the other. The bees that survived were paralyzed by the freezing cold, so Eric rushed into action.
You know, I'm out there at like 8 in the morning, you know, picking up bees off the ground, and you just want to save as many of them as you can.
Because Eric took the surviving bees inside.
You know, it's not the most ideal condition, but like you said,
you took these bees in your house.
Yes.
Where do you, like...
I mean, they were sealed up. I had them with screens and stuff.
He put the bees in his basement where it was dark. That would keep them from getting too active. For the next few weeks, Eric checked in on the hive regularly and even fed them sugar water through a spray bottle. In the meantime, he looked into getting revenge.
You know, I called up the DNR and I asked them, you know, what are the limits on shooting a bear?
After about 2 weeks, the weather broke and he put the bees back outside. That colony survived. Since the discovery of colony collapse disorder, the strange phenomenon of bees fleeing a seemingly healthy hive, a lot of people are joining Eric in this hobby. The number of beekeepers has nearly doubled in states like Maryland, Illinois, and Florida. While there's no registry of beekeepers in Michigan, Terry Tolan says the number of beekeepers here has probably doubled as well. Terry's the president of the Michigan Beekeepers Association.
We have a spring conference at Michigan State University, and we've seen our numbers go from approximately 400 to 500 people to close to 1,000 people.
These people are hobbyists. They're not in it for the honey or money, so to speak. Terry says many of these new beekeepers are taking up the cause because they just want to help the bees. But rookie beekeepers may start out doing more harm than good.
You know, as a beginner, one of the greatest risks to the honeybees is the beekeeper.
That's Megan Milbrath. Megan has kept bees for over 20 years and teaches classes to train new beekeepers. And there's a lot of demand for her classes these days.
Because the increase came so quickly, a lot of the clubs and standard places for education weren't able to handle that number of new beekeepers.
Megan says a big part of the problem is all the beekeeping ideas flying around the internet.
I have a 3-hour class that's basically just myth-busting about bees.
And this can have consequences for the bees. Inexperienced beekeepers can mismanage a hive, their bees can get sick, and then spread diseases to other colonies. Beekeeping wasn't always this hard.
Try not to smush them because that's when they get kind of tested.
That's Steve Bentley. He's been beekeeping on and off for more than 30 years. Back when he started, he didn't have to worry about these problems. He just let his hives be, no pun intended.
Yeah, I didn't even push it too much to learn anything. I knew that there was a queen in there and there was a bunch of bees and I just let them go and they were so strong.
Nowadays, a laissez-faire approach is a surefire way to lose bees. Steve checks his hive, he buys the right equipment, he jumps through all the hoops for his bees, but...
The last two winters, I've lost two hives each winter. You know, before December, they're gone.
Steve's story is common among longtime beekeepers. Honeybees are more vulnerable to pests and disease than ever before. Megan Milbrath says that while beekeepers might lose some bees in the early stages, those bumps and bruises are just a part of the process.
One of the best ways you learn about keeping bees is from all those stupid mistakes you did, because those are the ones that stick in your head.
Even though Steve Bentley has lost his bees each of the past 2 years, that hasn't stopped him. He says he thinks of the bees as pets. Steve has a chair right next to his colony. He says he loves to sit in the spring and watch the young bees leave the hive for the first time.
And they just fly all around the entrance, you know, for 15 minutes. They stretch their wings and do their maiden flight. And they do orientation to see where the hive is, and they get used to things. So.
And sometimes Steve lets a baby bee land on his hand and watches it clean its wings. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.